Hello, dearest brethren. God bless you. We love you a lot. God bless you. We love you, brethren. I want to be in the team. When the rapture time comes, I want to be there. And possibly with as many brethren as possible. Amen. Let's go to the news. The newspaper Sky TG 24. War. Russia, Ukraine. Berlin says a Russian jet was flying over a German ship. Moscow ignores Trump. We will not stop. They sent a jet over a German ship, to fly over a German ship. NATO, the alliance, is under pressure. Solid 24 hours. Trump, the NATO countries are going to throw down the Russian jets. Ukraine can regain their territory. Trump looked like he was for peace so far, but now he's becoming kind of on the side of the war. He doesn't understand he's being pulled into this war. Moscow says these accusations are not founded. My point is Europe trying to look for an excuse to make a war, casus belli? Is Europe looking for a casus belli? Casus belli in Latin means an event that happens, and that is the reason to start a conflict between countries. Is Europe, my question is Europe trying to look for an excuse to pull America in a war? That's my question. In conflicts, always things are done in a horrible way for their own interests. You know, Ukraine and Great Britain made the gas pipes explode, and then they accused Russia of doing it. Oh, it is Russia that blew up the gas pipes. But then the truth came out, and it was them that did it. Like from the very beginning, we said it, that it was not Russia. The first war is the one that it's fought on in the media. And the weapons are false things, said lies, hypocrisy. Nazis taught us that that's how they fight the wars. It's enough to teach the masses that watch TV to hate somebody, that they need to hate somebody, for example, Saddam Hussein. It's enough that they make hate Bin Laden or whatever. Yeah, okay, he was a weirdo and he was a whoremonger. But if we don't kill him, the whole world will collapse, they were saying in the media. If you demonize somebody, then they will do war against that person or against that nation. Great Britain says, if we have to face jets in the NATO skies, we will do it. We will make an effort. And we will face the Russian jets. Manifesto, another newspaper. Estonia calls NATO for a meeting. And Putin says, we are able to defend ourselves. Europe today. Great tensions between NATO and Russia. Great Britain says, we are willing to face the Russian planes. But Putin says he didn't send any planes over the German ships. They're all trying to provoke Russia with a hope to pull America inside. Trump tried not to get involved, but Europe keeps pushing him. You have to come, send the Marines, you have to fight against the Russians. You are good and they are bad, you have to fight against them. Adiene Kronos. Russia sends warplanes in the Baltic Sea. What happens? What happened? The thing is that you cannot really trust the news, or what they're saying on the news. Did it really happen? What I'm trying to say is that the world without God is boiling up. It's a pressure cooker without an outlet. We are just waiting for the person who's crazy enough. Would it be a Stalin? Would it be a Mussolini? Who will it be? We are waiting for the crazy guy to pull the trigger. Maybe an atomic war will start. The climate, the atmosphere around it, so heated up even more than it was at the Second World War, before the Second World War started. Now even Trump starts to threaten Russia. He was supposedly going to be the peace dove. Listen to me, brethren, if you have to prepare, please do them as soon as possible. Here in Europe, they are all sure that they will win. But what they are not telling you is that they are actually getting destroyed from within. The European nations, as a distraction, say, we will win of Russia. They are saying that, but they are actually having so many internal problems that they want to take away the attention of the masses from their internal problems and put it on the Russia, on the war, on, so the masses don't think of their own internal problems in their own country. So, what's the solution? Ideal would be another war. The war is always an alternative for these criminal leaders. If the West pulls the rope too much, because they are saying, oh, Russia will not use any atomic weapons, the Europeans are saying. But I'm not so sure about that. If the West pulls the rope enough and it looks like it's going to win, how can you be sure that Putin is not going to use some atomic weapon on Europe? And, you know, America also will be humiliated and will want to react. TG.com says, Third World War, NATO alarm. This is how Putin in 100 hours can destroy the whole Europe. General Richard Sheriff, in an interview with Daily Mail, left a quite disturbing warning. Russia would be able to pull the whole continent in a war in 5 days. So Russia would be able to pull the whole continent in war in 5 days.
Contenendo in Ucraina.
Basically, Russia is holding herself back in Ukraine, but it has the capacity in 100 hours to destroy Europe, says this general. He's not any rinky-dinky little soldier, he's a general. He knows what he's talking about. these guys forgot that Russia has 6,000 atomic warheads. So who's this guy that says? Actually, this guy, Richard Sheriff, he is an ex-NATO head. Basically, he's telling those in Brussels, you guys don't understand what you're doing.
Cosa dice AP News?
Putin often cites Russia's nuclear
doctrine. Another newspaper, Putin often cites Russia's nuclear doctrine governing the use of atomic weapons. But what is it? This is from AP News, Associated Press News. Basically, it's like they have certain a list of reasons in which cases Russia would use atomic weapons. There is a list of reasons, and if these reasons occur, then Russia will use atomic weapons. It says nuclear weapons could be used under the following specific situations. If reliable information is received about the launch of ballistic missiles targeting the territory of Russia or its allies, if nuclear weapons or other weapons of mass destruction are used against Russia or its allies, if an enemy attack with conventional weapons threatens Russia's existence, if there are attacks on critically important Russian government, if there are attacks on critically important Russian government or military facilities that could undermine the country's retaliatory nuclear strike capability. So these are reasons where these are the reasons when Russia would use atomic weapons. These guys are even more crazy than Hitler was.